friends. Welcome to Story Behind Podcast. This is the show for people who love hearing a good story and who believe the world could use more positivity. We're the team behind God Updates and God Too, and we hope these weekly short stories will brighten your day.
Olivia Newton-John died surrounded by friends and family after decades-long cancer battle. Written by Mel Johnson. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. Singer, actress, and Christian celebrity Olivia Newton-John died peacefully on August 8, 2022, at age 73, following a 30-year battle with cancer. Though born in England in 1948, Olivia's family moved to Australia when she was five, and one look at the Olivia Newton-John bio points to just how talented she was. As a teen, she won a singing contest and later enjoyed some musical success in England in 1966. But it wasn't until the 70s that she became widely known in the United States. Her song, Let Me Be There, landed as a top 10 hit in the U.S. in 1973. After that, a list of Olivia Newton-John songs hit number one, including I Honestly Love You, Have You Never Been Mellow, and Please, Mr. Please. But for many, she sealed her iconic status with her appearance in the 1978 film Grease. In the wildly popular movie musical, 29-year-old Olivia Newton-John plays Sandy, a wholesome high school student. Sandy just so happens to transfer schools from Australia and coincidentally lands at the same school as her summer romance, Danny, who is played by John Travolta. Only Sandy discovers Danny is a tough, hot-rodding greaser at school, which is very different from the kind, sweet boy she met at the beach. Three of the hit songs from Grease, You're the One That I Want, Summer Nights, and Hopelessly Devoted to You, featured vocals from Olivia Newton-John. And from there, she continued releasing music through the 80s, including the racy song Physical. She also continued acting in movies and on TV. Though Olivia Newton-John, a Christian, enjoyed plenty of success, she endured her share of tragedy as well before she died, and it was her faith that helped see her through all the peaks and valleys. In the 90s, doctors diagnosed Olivia with breast cancer. This really pushed the Christian celebrity to prioritize faith and family over all else. In 2005, her boyfriend, Patrick McDermott, vanished while on a fishing trip off the coast of California. No one ever found him, and the unsettling disappearance plagued Olivia for many years. It's very hard to live with that, she explained. It's probably the hardest thing I've ever experienced, and I've been through a lot of things. Olivia Newton-John's cancer battle was a roller coaster of ups and downs spanning over 30 years. She would overcome her bout in the 90s, only for it to return in 2017 and again in 2020. Yet, even with all the illness and uncertainty, Olivia leaned on her faith and lived her best life. Listen, I think every day is a blessing, she said at the age of 72. You never know when your time is over. We all have a finite amount of time on this planet, and we just need to be grateful for that. Every journey on this earth will include some type of pain, suffering, and adversity. And while battling cancer is certainly nothing Olivia Newton-John would wish on anyone, before she died, Olivia saw the blessing paired with her suffering. As only He can do, God brought purpose to her pain. I see it as my life's journey. It gave me purpose and intention and taught me a lot about compassion, she said. It has been a gift. I don't wish it on anyone else, but for me, it's been important in my life. We can let our trials either drive us further from God or bring us closer to Him. And it truly seems as though Olivia learned to surrender her fate to the Lord. In fact, surrender is the central theme from her song, Let Go, Let God, off the 2010 album, Grace and Gratitude. So when John Easterling announced his wife, Olivia Newton-John, had died at 73, he said she did so peacefully and surrounded by loved ones. Dame Olivia Newton-John, 73, passed away peacefully at her ranch in Southern California this morning, surrounded by family and friends. John wrote on his wife's social media accounts, requesting respect for the family's privacy. Olivia has been a symbol of triumphs and hope for over 30 years, sharing her journey with breast cancer, he went on to say. In addition to her husband, John Easterling, Olivia Newton-John leaves behind her 34-year-old daughter, Chloe Latanzi. The news that Olivia Newton-John had died certainly hit hard. Fans and friends of the actress and singer expressed their sorrow and condolences. Actress Jane Seymour shared a very special bond with Olivia for over 40 years, and Jane got emotional over the fact that the world was now without the light her friend brought into it. "What brings tears to my eyes is that she always cared about other people," she said. "She was just this positive light and amazing, amazing person." Jane went on to explain, "She reminds me and will always remind me every day that life is a journey, has its ups and its downs. And she just had such strength and fortitude. She just gave back all the time. I think that's the legacy." John Travolta, Olivia's co-star from Grease, paid a tribute to her kindness as well, writing on Instagram, "My dearest Olivia, you made all of our lives so much better. Your impact was incredible. I love you so much. We will see you down the road, and we will all be together again." Another one of her co-stars from Grease, Barry Pearl, who played T-Bird Duty, got emotional as he shared, "Everything sounds so trite when you discuss who she is and what she was, but it is so because it's so profoundly true, a heart that was so giving and loving." A New Zealand-Australian TV host, Richard Wilkins, broke down in tears when he reported, "It is our loss," he continued. "The world has lost a beautiful human being today. We kind of knew this day was coming, but hoped it would be a long way away." Sometimes, the best way to share a faith is to simply live it out, to let others see a light and a love shining from us that they can't quite comprehend. And it sounds like that's just what Olivia Newton-John did. Please continue to lift her family up in prayer as they walk through this difficult time. May they find comfort in seeing the beautiful legacy Olivia left behind.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Brother jumped in to free sister from shark. Now family leans on God as she fights to recover. Written by Hallie Wells. Read by Alyssa Forsberg. 17-year-old Addison Bethea had her world turned upside down in late June when she was bitten by a shark while searching for scallops near Keaton Beach, Florida. Addison is a cheerleader and a tennis player, and she's also quite young to experience an accident and crisis of this magnitude. However, Miss Addison Bethea has a positive attitude and abundant faith, and she will be just fine. A native of Florida, Addison knew that if attacked by a shark, her best defense was to punch the fish in the nose. She explained to CNN that she couldn't quite accomplish that, but she did hit it in the face and poke at its eyes in an attempt to escape. Addison's brother, Rhett Willingham, swam nearby when he heard his sister in distress. He quickly came to Addison's side, getting the shark off of her, putting her into a boat that had come upon the situation, and wrapping her bleeding leg in a tourniquet. Addison was airlifted to a hospital, but the care she received from Rhett, who is a firefighter and EMT, might very well have saved her life. Of her brother, Addison said, "He's always been kind of like a hero to me. I knew once I was in trouble, he said he would get me out. He promised. So I expected nothing less." That's a wonderful brother-sister relationship. Addison's injuries to her upper right leg were extremely serious, resulting in the loss of her four quadricep muscles. Doctors determined that the best course of action was to amputate Addison's leg just above her knee and used muscles from the lower part of her leg to repair and restore use of the remaining upper leg. Thankfully, surgery was a success, and Addison is doing well in her recovery. She has relied on her sense of humor and her faith to get her through the initial hurdles, and she will continue to do so throughout the extensive rehabilitation. Michelle Murphy, Addison's mother, said, "God blessed us by allowing Addison to live, and we will never lose focus on that gift." Addison's journey of healing has been shared on Facebook, and there is a GoFundMe page established for those that might wish to help the family with Addison's medical expenses. This Florida teen is a fighter, facing this challenge with grit and grace. Something tells us that Miss Addison Bethea will be doing many brave things during her life, and we can't wait for the world to see what they are. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in Him, and He helps me. My heart leaps for joy, and with my song I praise Him. Psalm 28:7.
Thank you so much for listening to Story Behind Podcast. We're really glad you joined us for this week's story. To see photos and videos that may have been referenced in this episode, check out the links in the show notes. And if you enjoyed what you heard today, subscribe to our podcast and please tell a friend about us. We'd also love it if you'd rate us and leave us a review. It really does help more people find us. Story Behind is a Salem Web Network production.
Do you want to better understand the Bible and give biblical answers to those who ask you about your faith? Hi, this is Perseus Poku, host of the Sound Reasoning Podcast Show. Listen to us weekly as we bring the truth often found in the ivory towers of seminary down to the steeple towers of the local church. Join me along with many of the nation's top theologians as we offer answers to life tough questions from an apologetic perspective. Subscribe to the show at lifeaudio.com.